Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to God together. First, let's hear from the Bible. Matthew chapter 18, verse 6. Jesus said, "If you cause one of these little ones who trusts in me to fall into sin, it would be better for you to have a large millstone tied around your neck and be drowned in the depths of the sea." If your picture of Jesus is of gentle Jesus, meek and mild, you need to listen carefully to this verse. However you look at it, this is very strong language, and it certainly isn't remotely gentle. He was furious at the thought of anyone causing one of his followers to trip up, and especially those who were young in the faith. Their childlike faith needed to be carefully encouraged and nurtured, and anyone who deliberately caused them to stumble was worthy of the most terrible punishment. In a world in which there are endless temptations, we need to look at our own churches and ask the question whether we protect those who have recently found faith. Friendliness and kindness go a long way, but new Christians need more than that. They need to be carefully instructed in the faith so that they build their love for God on firm foundations. The Apostle Paul often spoke of the need for Christians to grow in maturity. Giving your life to Christ is just the first step, but needs to lead to a life of continual growth. He looked forward to a time when immaturity would be behind us. He wrote, "We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing up in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church." Jesus' tough talk needs to be a challenge to us all and remind us of our personal responsibility to do all that we can to encourage and support young Christians. And at the same time, we need to ensure that we are growing in maturity ourselves so that we will set an excellent example to younger Christians. Let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for those who've recently decided to follow you. Help us to do all that we can to encourage and support them. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.